And speaking of meditation, let's do exactly that to prepare ourselves for a channel from Kryon. And there's many different types of meditation. Some meditation is without words, where you simply go into nature, into Gaia, and connect in with the energy that's around you. And I'd like to just do a visual guide of being in Gaia right now, wherever you are. Feel, sense, imagine being in a sanctuary, peaceful, tranquil place of Gaia. And what does that feel like to you? What is your landscape? You may be by the ocean. You may be in the mountains. You may be within a forest. You may be beside a lake. You may be within the desert watching the flowers that have bloomed after a beautiful rain event. You could be by a waterfall. Whatever that place is for you, just feel and sense that connection. As you tune into that connection, Gaia knows exactly what you're doing in this moment. And so there is a beautiful partnership being acknowledged right now, where you are feeling and sensing the unconditional love from Gaia. And in that same moment, there is an equal wave of love being sent down into the planet. From the energy of your feet, you may even feel that connection to our beautiful planet. And with this grounded connection with the planet, your partner, Gaia, we now welcome in the beautiful, loving message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is lesson 4 of 4 regarding that amazing thing called innate. We encourage you to hear the other 3 channels that give information in a sequence that makes sense. What is it? Where is it? How do you access it? And finally, some of the attributes that might be a mystery. Innate is that amazing smart body, that thing you might say, that attribute you might say, that knows what you don't about you. Innate is used for muscle testing. It's the secret for the placebo effect, for spontaneous remission. It is that which has some mysteries that no one has solved. The first, that it exists at all, since it is not measurable. Here is a mystery about innate. Let's share it. There must be some processes in your body, I'll call them triggers, that start a cascading of healing energy. When you can have something that goes into a spontaneous remission that is so fast, you would assign it to a miracle. What if instead innate knows of some processes in your body, some triggers, that when they happen, there is an enhanced energy of miraculous cascading healing? These are the things that we have seen. on this planet that my partner has seen. Instantaneous healing. This is always assigned to a higher power, to some kind of miracle, when all along, dear ones, these were the triggers of your own body. This has never been seen in medicine. However, it has been seen constantly, especially in spiritual circles, for hundreds of years. I'll tell you that those are the things that deserve analysis. These are the things that Innate has been using for a very long time, because you have asked for it, or because you needed it, life-saving at the moment, that are mysteries to this day. Innate is very unusual. We gave it away in the last Circle of 12, but if you're listening to this channel and you're not a member of the Circle of 12, let me inform you now. Innate is part of your soul. Now, it has to be for the next attribute to be explained. There would be those who would say, now you've gone too far, Cryon, because innate obviously is something that is part of your cellular structure. It tells you all about the things that you need for your cellular structure. And so why would it be part of your soul? So let's go slowly. Part of profound healing is getting beyond the blocks that you've had from past lives. Let's say it again. Part of your profound healing are dealing with the blocks that have come with you from past lives. There is a subconscious mechanism, sometimes it comes in with you from past life experience. Most of you know this. Those of you listening to this program would be aware of it, since so many of those guests who have been on the program have discussed it. Rewriting the codes, they'll call it. Where did the codes come from? From birth. Why were they there at birth? From past lives. There's a lot of clearing that must be done for healing. So there's no magic that then takes away those particular blocks. There has to be something that knows you, works with you, knows what they are, may have even been with you while they occurred in a past life. Welcome to the amazing mystery of the innate. Innate must be part of your soul because it knows about those blocks, dear ones. If you start to think about it, innate might be something far grander, more powerful. It might be a soul partner. It comes in with you with some very, very interesting attributes. It is so powerful in that department. Let me give you something else to think about. There are some women listening to this now who have a situation. When they learn about it, it's frightening. Specifically women. They'll say there is inherited disease. It seems to come in with the genes somehow. My mother died of it. My sister died of it. And I'm afraid of it. Bless you if you are one of these, for this is something that sits upon your consciousness. Perhaps sits upon your very most inner thoughts. These are things that you would awaken to and wonder, is it going to visit you? Healings have been accomplished many, many times that will remove the ancestral DNA or genome attribute that would cause that. You get that? In order for this to work for you and be removed from it, that has to come out of your past so completely that it affects even the lineage that you have. Almost like rewriting part of your lineage. And yet, the innate can do it. The innate has done it. There are some of you who are also listening to this who know I'm right, because you have had all of that dismissed through profound healings that you have generated yourself through your consciousness, through cognizing the talking to yourselves. So a woman who says, "Dear Innate, I wish that ancestral disease link to be broken with me so that I will not get the disease, and are you ready? And neither will my children." It stops here, Innate. And the question is, can you do that, Innate? You don't say that. I told you from earlier messages, it's a command. Because Innate is there as a soul partner to do the things that you are awakening with the understanding to be able to ask for them. Is that too much to understand? You are awakening to your power, you might say, to control your own body. And part of this is that ancestral link that you can stop right now. Oh, dear one, there's someone here who needed to hear that. Can we celebrate that together? You needed to hear that. It's very doable. Now, how big is the Innate now? It knows your ancestry, your biological ancestry. It also knows your Akashic record. That's your soul partner. It comes in with you. Two more items that you should know about. The Innate has some attributes that you'll find also with Spirit itself. Number one, Innate is quiet. You never know it's there until you awaken to its presence and start working with it. An interesting thing that would come in with you, isn't it? You'd think that Innate would arrive ready to help and start working with you immediately. But if you say nothing, nothing happens. If you sit at a restaurant and never order food, it never comes. You may come to that restaurant over and over. It's an odd thing. Would it not be an odd thing to go to a restaurant over and over and simply sit at a table and then leave later? Welcome to humanism, because that's what you've been doing. You'll be coming to that place wishing to have the healing, never understanding there's a menu in front of you called Innate. Innate will do nothing until you awaken to a place where you know you can work together to make it happen. Think of that for a moment. That explains so much. Why human can go into so many attributes of despair, of fear, of being a victim, and never, ever have any way of coming out because they don't know about that menu of Innate. If that's you, now you know. Again, I would ask you to review the first three lessons. The final attribute, a sobering one, and one that happens completely and totally all the time. Innate obeys your instructions. And if you say, "Innate, I want to be sick tomorrow," you'll be sick tomorrow. Innate has no judgment, dear ones. It has no filters, dear ones. It is here to serve you. And so in your life, if you are afraid of catching every disease that might be out there, Innate will make sure you do. Did you hear me? This is that soul partner that does what you ask, dear ones. It does what you ask. Think about your words when you're at home alone. What instructions are you giving to Innate with the things that you might say? When you would say, "Oh, I knew that would happen. Only bad things are happening to me. I wonder what's going to happen tomorrow. Some bad thing, perhaps?" Innate will line it up for you. For those who would say, "All manner of bad things happen to me all of the time," they say, "Is this just me, or is that really true?" And I will tell you, yes, it's really true, because that is what you have brought to you. Did you ever think of that? Maybe it's time to go to that restaurant, pick up that magnificent menu of healing, and start an order. an order that you will not ever, ever, ever forget. One of the things on that menu at the top says, I am magnificent. Here are the magnificent things. Number one, I'm not a victim. Number two, I was born magnificent. Number three, I have a soul partner called Innate that was built to heal and help and bring me into the magnificence of who I really am. What a concept. Mysterious indeed. Actionable, yes. Doable, yes. It's there in front of you. Tens of thousands have discovered this and know about Innate and the magic that can be yours. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.